USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's one less Democrat running for president. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg dropped out of the race this morning after a disappointing showing on Super Tuesday.
If you remember, I entered the race for president to defeat Donald Trump. And today, I am leaving the race for the same reason, to defeat Donald Trump, because staying in would make it more difficult to achieve that goal.
Bloomberg has thrown his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump is praising his administration's response to the growing coronavirus threat.
We implemented sweeping travel restrictions, imposed historic quarantines, and marshaled American industry and science to begin developing a vaccine.
The president also met with airline executives at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says they're moving into the recovery phase following deadly tornadoes that ripped through the area on Wednesday. Speaking with reporters, Cooper announced there are no more reports of missing persons in Davidson County. A well-known author and journalist is breaking ties with his publisher. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Journalist Ronan Farrow saying he, in his words, cannot work with his publisher after the company acquired his father Woody Allen's memoir, a division of Hachette Book Group, saying that it will release Allen's Apropos of Nothing on April 7th. On Tuesday, Farrow tweeted he's disappointed, saying that Hachette had gone behind his back to acquire his father's memoir after other major publishers refused to pick it up. Farrow's own book, Catch and Kill, accuses powerful men, including Woody Allen, of avoiding accountability for sexual abuse. The journalist has long accused Allen of molesting Farrow's sister Dylan when she was just a child.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While speaking to supporters on Wednesday, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked his thoughts on former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg dropping out of the presidential race.
About Michael Bloomberg stepping out and dropping out of the race. And
how's he stepped out and dropped?
He's dropped out, supporting Joe Biden. We wanted to get your thoughts on what he brought to this race.
Well, it's the first I heard about that. He certainly brought a lot of money into this race. He certainly made a lot of television networks very, very wealthy, and I'm sure they're very disappointed that he's leaving. Look, I have no animus toward Mayor Bloomberg. I surely strongly disagree with many of his policies as mayor of the city of New York, including stop and frisk and many other policies. But this just confirms exactly what I said. It's what the media has been talking about for months. How do we stop Bernie Sanders? How do we stop a movement of working people and low-income people? How do we stop a multi-generational, multi-racial movement which is standing up for justice?
Former Vice President Joe Biden is the apparent winner of Maine's primary. There are 24 delegates up for grabs in the state, and with the victory in Maine, Biden has won 10 of 14 Super Tuesday states. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won 3. California remains up for grabs. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.